The House and Senate are working their way toward putting together a state energy plan during the current special session. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Members are already hearing four substantive bills, each dealing with a different energy-related issue. And Anchorage Republican Mike Hawker told the House Finance Committee that putting them all together into one package would prove there is equity in addressing various constituencies. He said equity is in the eye of the beholder.
Rural Alaska, folks up in Fairbanks have been hit extraordinarily hard by these increasing prices of heating fuel. Valley communities, my communities, communities on the Kenai Peninsula have been hit extraordinarily hard by escalating motor fuel taxes, far less of a consequence in rural Alaska. Fairbanks, they've been double whammy. They've been hit by both. And you look at coastal communities, folks that make their living in fishing boats, they have been just racked very hard by vessel fuel. These are all Alaskans. Somewhere, equity is important. Not necessarily equal, but equity we somehow have to strike.
Recognizing that energy, in one way or another, is a statewide problem, Hawker cautioned members not to let advocacy for their own community's needs become adversity for other communities. Urban members see the power cost equalization and low-income home energy assistance programs as meeting primarily rural needs. Rural lawmakers say the $1,200 resource rebate and removal of motor fuel taxes as benefiting only urban Alaskans. Committee co-chair Kevin Myers said he won't allow any bill out of committee that widens the gap, saying doing so would hurt the entire state.
The challenge we have before us is to find a solution here that benefits all Alaskans. And I do believe it's going to have to be a package deal, one that takes in the PCE and maybe the LIHEAP, maybe the $1,200. We're going to discuss the 8-cent gas, suspending that. I'm not sure how much that really helps, but every little bit helps when the price is this high.
Senate Finance Co-Chair Lyman Hoffman sees the current bills as short-term solutions, and he agrees with his committee members who say all the programs need to have deadlines.
What we're here to do during this special session is to try to get Alaskans through the next couple of winters so that they know relief is coming and will give us time to address a longer-term solution regarding all the facets of energy if energy costs are going to stay high in this state.
Members are approaching any solution cautiously, saying they must consider that Energy Authority Director Steve Hagenson began devising his own long-term energy plan last March for the Palin administration. That report is not expected to be delivered until the end of December. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.
The public will get its chance to sound off on the energy-related bills that are before the legislature during the special session. House Finance Committee Chair Kevin Meyer says it will begin following a morning hearing on the resource rebate bill.
We'll hear the bill, try to understand the bill, how it works in the morning, and then in the afternoon take public testimony on that bill. And then on Sunday, we'll take public testimony on two bills that we've already heard in committee. One had to do with the increasing PCE. And the second one, the one we heard just today, has to do with also expanding the LIHEAP program. So what we'll do is we'll hear a LIHEAP and PCE. We'll take public testimony on both of those on Sunday afternoon.
Details on the hearings are available on the legislature's website or through legislative information offices across the state.